From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us today. It's a pleasure for us to be with you, and it's a pleasure for us to know that you're listening in. As I've said many times before, we don't take for granted that you listen in and make this program part of your day each day. You are vital to the broadcast. It wouldn't be much use my preaching if you weren't there to listen. So it's good to have you listening in, and we do appreciate it. Also appreciate many of you who write to us or call us to tell us how the Lord is blessing the ministry of His Word to your hearts. I trust that will be the case again today as we turn to Colossians chapter 1. We're looking once more at verse 14 on the subject of redemption through Christ's blood. So, once more, Alan Cairns saying to you, thanks for being with us. May the Lord bless His word to your heart today. I trust that that blessing will start even now as we have our daily devotional for today from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, chosen of God. Peter speaks of the people of God as elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Peter first describes the relationship of the church earthward. They are strangers scattered. Then he describes their relation Godward. They are elect, chosen. They are strangers to the world, but they are the children of God, known of God. Peter gives these people reason to magnify and praise God right at the beginning of this letter, as he reminds them of the matchless grace of God in His sovereign and unconditional choice of them unto salvation. In the presence of such a mystery, we can only humbly bow at the Savior's feet and thank God that He should, according to the good pleasure of His will, choose even such unclean worms of the dust as we are. Notice how the Trinity is involved in the salvation of our souls. First, there is the basis in election. This is attributed to God the Father, to His foreknowledge, or His foreordination, or His forelove. Next, there is the birth in regeneration. This is a direct operation of God by the Holy Spirit, resulting in a new creature and a miraculous change. Then there is the blood in redemption. This is the work of God the Son in His once offering up of Himself a sacrifice to satisfy divine justice. How wonderful is the plan and purpose of God's love in salvation. Let us bow our heads in contemplation of divine grace and lift up our redeemed hearts in worship to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, one God, in the Trinity of His sacred persons, equal in power and glory. And our thought for the day is from Thomas Watson, another English Puritan. God never repents of His electing love.
Thank you.
you're a regular listener to Let the Bible Speak, you will no doubt have heard me mention the booklet Separated Unto the Gospel. Let me tell you a little more about it, and perhaps you'll decide you would like to receive a free copy. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church here in North America, and this booklet aims to tell you what you need to know about our church. In a time when mainline Presbyterianism has become increasingly apostate, some people are surprised to find Presbyterians who still believe the Bible and stand for it without apology or compromise. Free Presbyterians are not the only Presbyterians who do this. There are other faithful men and churches, and we thank the Lord for them. However, they are increasingly difficult to find, and we want to nail our colours to the mast. We believe the Bible and seek to be faithful to it in every area. The booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, sets forth a very brief historical sketch of how the Free Presbyterian Church came into being and what its doctrines and practices are. We know that in an age when there are so many charlatans and compromisers of Scripture around, people are justly wary of anything with which they are not familiar. We hope this booklet will help you to get to know us a little better. We'd be happy to send it to you free of charge if you write or call and request it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is LTBS@freepres.org. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-866-877-LTBS, 1-866-877-5827. So if you'd like to have the booklet Separated Unto the Gospel, make sure you write or call. We look forward to hearing from you. Today, as we return to Colossians 1, verse 14, with the subject, Redemption Through Christ's Blood, we want to emphasize that to be a Christian is to be in Christ, and then to go on to define union with Christ and show something of the glory of its being a federal or covenant union, as well as a vital and total union with Christ. Those are large terms worthy of our closest attention, so let's turn to the Word of God.
Theologians call it a federal union. The word federal comes from a Latin noun that simply means covenant or compact. So when we talk about a federal union, it's saying we are one with Christ in the bonds of an everlasting covenant. Now I put it like that, and you are taken right away beyond time into eternity. You're taken to the secret councils now made plain by divine revelation of God the Holy Trinity. When God the Father selected His Son and appointed His Son. I don't say selected Him to be His Son, mind you. Selected Him who is eternally His Son. And appointed Him to be the covenant head of a redeemed people. In that same compact of redemption, God the Father chose a people out of the fallen mass of Adam's progeny, and He gave them unto Christ, so that from thenceforth, in the dealings of God in redemption, there would virtually be one man, the man Christ Jesus, and all the others thought of as in Him. Virtually, therefore, in redemption, in salvation, God is dealing with one man. God only ever chose one man because of who He is and because of His own intrinsic merit. And that is the man, Christ Jesus. God only ever justified one man because of His own perfect personal obedience to the law of God, and that is the man Christ Jesus. God only ever accepted one man because He deserved such acceptance, and that's the man Christ Jesus. But we are in Christ, chosen in Christ, accepted in Christ, redeemed in Christ. This is the union. In that covenant of grace, Christ stood for all His people. In that covenant of grace, He took all their liability. He took all their guilt. He took all their condemnation. He took everything that would forever shut them away from God. And He dealt with it in His own body and put it all away by the virtue of His own atoning sacrifice. The Lord Jesus Christ and His people are one in the covenant of redemption. And in that covenant, thank God, He not only took our sin, but we receive His righteous deserts. God made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, in order that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And that's why I emphasized in my definition this oneness whereby we are the recipients of all His saving merit and power. It's a federal union. It's a spiritual union. That is, it is effected by the Holy Spirit, and it is maintained by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, by His own ineffable work and power, puts us into Christ. Paul puts it like this, writing to the church in Corinth, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13. By one Spirit ye have been baptized into one body. I realize that there's that class of people that every time they see the word baptism, they see a tank. Of course, there's another class, and every time they see the word baptism, they see a font. And they're both wrong as far as this text is concerned. Nothing to do with gallons of water or drops of water. There's no water in it at all. What's he talking about?
He's talking about the Holy Ghost regenerating a soul and uniting that soul with Jesus Christ. This is a spiritual work. It's not a sacramental work. Understand that. The sacraments have their place. That is, baptism and the Lord's Supper. They have their place as signs and seals of a work that's done not by their power or virtue, but by the immediate, effectual working of the Holy Spirit of God. It's a spiritual union. John tells us in 1 John 4:13, "Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit." It's also a vital union. The word vital, of course, you, I think, will immediately grasp, is used in its basic sense. That is, it pertains to life. The word vital comes from the Latin verb that the Latin noun that means life. In other words, this is a union of life. Mr. Brehm referred in the opening prayer to John chapter 15. There you've got a glorious description of this vital union. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. Now there's the union. The branch is in the vine. It's of the vine. It draws its sustenance and its life from the vine. Cut it off from the vine, and it's dead. In union with the vine, it's living. This is a vital union. I'm talking now about the realm of genuine experience as well as of theological truth. This is a life that will manifest itself. It's easy to say that, but I want you to get the full import of it. If you're saved and you're in union with Christ, there is life, and that life is manifested in spiritual fruit. We have become so used in fundamentalism to the notion that fruit is soul winning. And that's the only kind of fruit it is. And so you have people who are living as defeated a life as you can imagine, but they're running around to make sure they've given out so many tracts in a year to see, make sure they're soul winners. Now, don't misunderstand me. God blesses the giving out of tracts. Give out as many tracts as you can. I would be the last to scorn such efforts. What I'm saying to you is this. When the Bible speaks of spiritual fruit, it never, never once even brings soul winning into the picture. That may come as a result, and God will use you in winning souls. Never lose the passion to win souls, to go and evangelize. Never lose that passion. But the fruit of the Spirit is given you in detail. What the fruit is, and what is it? Quite simply, it's the life of Christ manifesting itself to you in all its varied characteristics. That's the fruit of the Spirit. The life of Christ manifesting itself in and through you in all the variety of its characteristics. It's a vital union. It's a mystical union. That's a wonderful word. A mystical union. And here's the mystery in it. We are one with Christ. But contrary to what Lutheranism teaches, we are never going to be deified. It is a valid criticism of the Lutheran theology's doctrine of the person of Christ, that the incarnation becomes more the deification of man than God, the Son, becoming human. If that's too sweeping a statement without any introduction or follow-up, you'll have to forgive me. I will refer you, as I used to do, 1982 in theology class, and my theology dictionary had not yet been delivered from the printer. Instead of us writing, having the students write out reams and reams of definition, I used to say, see dictionary. See dictionary. Lisa Tice did me a beautiful little needlework painting which said, see dictionary. Sarcasm. I would tell you, see dictionary anyway, on the humanity of Christ. What I'm saying to you is, we are not deified. There is something, now it's not an equation, it's not an equation at all, but there is a similarity, a spiritual similarity. As God the Son took a true humanity, even a human body, into union with Himself, and deity was not humanized, and humanity was not deified, and there is no confusion of natures. So in somewhat of a similar mystery, the Lord Jesus Christ has taken us as His spiritual body into a vital but mystical union with Himself. We do not become confused with Christ. We become united to Him. It's a total union that includes the entire man, spirit, soul, and body. It's not just the soul that's united to Christ. And let me tell you, this immediately underscores the dignity of the body of a believer. The body is in vital union with Christ as well. By the way, that's a proof beyond all doubt that the body of believers, the body of every believer, must rise from the dead. For that which is in union with Christ can never, never fail to have the full and the final application of all that He purchased at Calvary. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:15 and again verse 19, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Your bodies are the members of Christ. Not just your souls. Your bodies are the members of Christ. Verse 19, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God. Here's the dignity of a believer's body. Can I stop here for a minute and say, if you're a Christian, that truth is the basis that the Apostle Paul uses for arguing for the holiness of your body.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available
to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairn saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.